Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We'll call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father God, hallelujah, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for sitting high, looking low. Thank you for being everywhere, knowing everything. Oh, Father God, Father God, the more we know you, the more we want to know you. The more we love you, the more we want to love you. The more we serve you, the more we want to serve you. Father God, you're great and you're mighty and you're great. And we just want to say thank you for another day. Father, thank you for this Holy Week. Thank you, Father God, for the passion that Jesus gave, Father God, to redeem all mankind. And still, Father God, in a state of passion, Father God, we say thank you for the passion on our hearts, Father God, to serve you, Father God, and to do your work while we have time to do it. So we say thank you, Father, for the hour coming when no man will be able to work because time will have expired. So time has an expiration date, Father God. And this is the message that you are sending to your people, and we get it. We get it. That soon there'll be time no more. But we thank you, Father God, that we serve an eternal God. And once we transition over, Father God, hallelujah. Matter of fact, we are already in an eternal state of being. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we have already died to the flesh. And Father God, where we're not dead, we are dying. And so we just want to say thank you that all things are possible because of you and because of your word. And we can do nothing without you, Father God, but we can do all things in you, all things with you, all things through you. And greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. Thank you. Thank you, Father. So now, Father God, we pray your blessings on our services today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. We pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We just, amen, rejoicing in the God of our salvation on this holy week. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We just want to bless Jesus. We can feel his glory. We can feel his presence. Saints, let me tell you, glory be to God. Isn't it a beautiful thing? When the world is in fear, and rightly so, rightly so. You on the subway, going to work, going to school, and some crazy person, amen, just going, amen, smoke up the joint, amen, and pull out around, and I think he shot 32 bullets and hit 17 people or something crazy. It was only a miracle that nobody died. Let me tell you something. Glory be to God. And let me tell you, the times that we're living in, we are living in marvelous times. Our technology, I don't think they found that man yet, but they know who they're looking for. And it won't be long before they find him, because they got a $50,000 bounty on his head. So they have him by the end of the night. Glory, somebody going to turn him in. You hear what I'm saying? Huh? But that goes to show that there's cameras watching you everywhere. Everywhere. Glory be to God. My niece, amen, her husband, they're really like into all of this techie stuff. She said from the time you leave your house to the time you get to your destination, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures of you. Face recognition. You saw how they're still catching the people from the riot, from the resurrect, from the White House, the assault on Congress, amen, with Trump. They're still catching all those bad boys. Face recognition. We're living in the worst of times, but we're living in the best of times. This is why they solve these murders and these mysteries so quickly. There's cameras everywhere. You best believe where man don't have a camera, God does. And guess what? This camera system is new, amen, fairly new to this generation, but it's always been with God. Because he said everything that we do is being recorded. Now, somebody got a camera. If everything you do is being recorded and you in the bathroom by yourself and you thought nobody was looking, huh? Hallelujah. Look, and if man can do that, God can do better. Amen. And that man who shot up them people on that subway in New York, they said he parked five miles away. But let me tell you how good God is. Somebody on that train was praying. The man dropped the keys. What a coincidence. And they found the keys up to the van 5 miles away. Baby, let me tell you something. When God is on your side, I said all that to say good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. With Jesus is Lord. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. If this is your first time, second time, third time, amen. Some of you have your favorite seat. You know how we like to have our favorite seat? I know, glory be to God, that some people, amen, they get mad. If you go to church and you sit in their favorite seat, they can't even enjoy the service. So sitting in my seat, like they done paid for something. Amen. Glory be to God. And you know it's true. That's why it's good to move around. Nobody looks. If you want a special seat, get there early and get your seat. Glory be to God. Some of you have your favorite seat right here at the breakfast table every morning. It's all right. Amen. Just come on and sit down, and we about to serve you a hot meal. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I'm old-fashioned. Amen. I'm old school. I got a little bit of new school with me. Amen. I try to keep a little balance because I have young children. And I have grandchildren, so I talk to them, and then the young people that I talk to in ministry and in life, I like to hear them and like to have them talk, amen, so to keep my perspective open, amen, glory be to God, amen, glory. So, but I'm a little bit, amen, old school, amen, and I forgot why I said I was old school, but then nevertheless, welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We are celebrating Holy Week. We are celebrating Holy Week, Holy Week, Passion Week. What? The last days of Jesus' life, some 2,000 years ago, beloved. Let me tell you, some people think the Bible is just a book of stories, fiction, parables, you know, the white man book, amen, the whatever book, African book, whatever. They don't look at it as the living book. And let me tell you, the book, amen, is the living word. Amen. It's the mind of God on paper. You want to get to know God? Amen. Look in the Bible. Every word in that Bible is true if you believe it or not. Beloved, if we do not believe the word of God, then you got to erase all history. That means you don't believe the history that Abraham Lincoln was here. You wasn't here. How do you know Abraham Lincoln was here? Well, the books. Okay, so you believe history. You believe Albert Einstein was here. Huh? You believe the Wright brothers was here. Yeah, you believe, amen, the Indians came over to the United States, so, and then this land was stolen from the Indians, whatever. Okay, history teaches. Yeah, I believe it because history teaches that. Well, believe, let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God is historic. Huh? Oh, glory, we ain't got time to get all into details, but the Bible says after Jesus was raised up from the dead, he was seen of about 500. You won't believe history, you're not going to believe history. The word of God is real. The word of God is true. Amen. So Jesus walked. Amen. Yeah, he rode on that ass. Amen. Glory be to God on that Sunday. Yes, he did. Amen. That was just confirming his kingship. Amen. Fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9. Glory. Jesus said, I have need of you. No, I can't use no monkey. I can't use no dog, no tiger. Now, Jesus would have looked pretty good on a tiger or a lion, because Jesus came as, Jesus is a lion and a lamb. Ah, my God, my God. Huh? Oh, behold, the Lamb of God. So Jesus could have handled a lion, glory be to God, coming into Jerusalem, but he had to fulfill the prophecy. So he came in, amen, riding on, amen, the ass. So we want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, that he came. He knew what was before him, but he came. He was taking care of business. See, Jesus just didn't go in there, you're checking to some hotel and say, well, I think I'll sit here and maybe wait and see. Maybe God has changed his mind. Now the Lord, Jesus did have a conversation with the Father, and we'll talk about that before the week is over. Okay, in the Garden of Gethsemane, that was an experience. We take it very lightly as somebody hiding out in the garden. Baby, let me tell you, this thing was so bad, amen, that Jesus was sweating drops of blood. When's the last time you sweated some blood? And it's the only place in the scripture where we see Jesus prayed the same prayer three times. Oh, yeah. Jesus might have had some thoughts about calling, amen, a couple thousand legions of angels to rescue him, and they would have. They would have rescued Jesus and took him straight up out of here. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Oh, the love of God. The love of God. So yesterday we saw, amen, after Jesus entered into Jerusalem, glory be to God, and Jesus, amen, had to take care of some business, and he cleaned up the money house. He cleaned up the money exchangers who were selling, amen, in the temple, overcharging the people, gouging the people. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. We see it going on today, amen, but, you know, but on a different level, they was really worse. There's a lot of gouging going on today with the gas. People taking advantage of it. Now gasoline, they want to, you know, try to, you know, throw in an extra dollar, extra two. Someone went and told me that they normally stop in this place because they like their soup and they get a nice, you know, container soup for $4. When they went in there recently, they done jacked it up to $8. See? Everything is doubling, tripling, and everybody want to blame it on COVID. We had a COVID tax. That's just an excuse for people to gouge and take advantage of the people. Well, they was taking it to the extreme over there in the marketplace. So they was making enough money. They was going to go on vacation until the next Passover. All they had to do was work that 1 week in that year, and they had made enough money. And Jesus said, not so. Not so, not so, not so. Jesus pulled out a whip, and Jesus chased their behinds out of the temple. Our God ain't no chump. He ain't no chump, 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 chump. Huh? Turned over the tables. Huh? He says, number one, amen, you're making my house a house of merchandise, where my house should be called the house of prayer. You don't do business in my house. And then to boot, you double charging, you ripping off the people. See? Glory be to God. In my house. And then you are stopping the people that have come to worship. They can't even worship because of your hustling. You hustling them, and you should be ministering to them, but you hustling, trying to make a dollar in my house. And the Lord said, not so. And we saw the righteous indignation. Glory be to God. Beloved, and so we see here, glory be to God, that we don't want to forfeit our worth, our worship, and for the act of buying and selling. We don't want to forfeit our worship for the act of buying and selling. Yeah, you do need to buy. You do need to sell. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we don't want to forfeit our worship for that. So now we're getting a little deep, because now, instead of buying and selling for talking about your money, now you're buying and selling pertaining to your soul. All right? So we saw that on yesterday. Glory be to God. Now, Jesus just did something else, amen, around that same time. Amen. And we can find that, amen, in the book of Mark. You can also find it in the book of Matthew. Amen. Glory be to God. And let's look in the book of Matthew, chapter number 21. And let us focus on verse number 18. We're going to read a couple verses down, amen, to see what happened here. What else did Jesus handle? Jesus was taking care of business now. Let me tell you something. It takes a real man or real woman, amen, to walk with Jesus. I'm going to tell you that, right? It takes a real man or woman to be a Christian. You let them talk about you if they want to talk about you. You ain't no chump and you ain't weak. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A real man or real woman. The Bible tells us in verse number 18, it says, in the morning, as Jesus was returning to Jerusalem, he was hungry. And he noticed a fig tree beside the road. He went over to see if there were any figs, but there were only leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. And immediately the fig tree withered up. The disciples were amazed when they saw this. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? They asked. Then Jesus told them, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You can pray for anything, but if you have faith, you will receive it. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, we see here that Jesus was hungry. And Jesus, you know, Jesus did eat, by the way. He ate more than spiritual food. We know we don't talk much about Jesus eating, but you know, Jesus was eating. Jesus was always at somebody's house doing ministry. And you know they're going to feed the preacher. They're going to feed the preacher. They're going to fry up that chicken for the preacher. We don't know what he was eating in the Bible. We know he ate some lamb, and we know he ate fish. That's the only two meats the Bible speak about. I don't know. I don't think Jesus was eating no pig feet and chitlins. I don't know. we ain't going there right now, but let's just stick with what we know. So what we know is he ate fish and he ate lamb. All right. Glory be to God. He say nothing about no pork chops. All right. So Jesus did eat. Matter of fact, it says after the 40 days, Jesus was hungry. Amen. Glory be to God. So Jesus ate. All right, so Jesus, amen, glory be to God. The Bible says Jesus was hungry. Jesus looked over yonder, and he saw the fig tree. Well, let me tell you something about a fig tree. The fig tree, beloved, is unique because with the fig tree, the leaves grow before the fruit. Glory be to God. The fruit grows before the leaves. See, normally, in a natural progression, the leaves grow and then the fruit. But with a fig tree, the fig tree's growth and progression is the fruit and then the leaves. So when Jesus saw the leaves, he just automatically assumed that there was some fruit on the tree. See? Glory be to God, until he got up close. Glory be to God, until he got up close. And when Jesus got there, and another thing about a fig tree, glory be to God, it takes about 2 or 3 years, and then they produce an abundant amount of fruit about twice a year. So when the fruit is produced, there's not a little bit of fruit on the fig tree. Amen. There's normally an abundant amount of fruit because this is how the fig tree, amen, produces. So when Jesus got to the fig tree and saw that there was leaves and the fruit should have been there because normally the fruit comes before the leaves. So if you got leaves, that means you ought to have some fruit. So Jesus and his disciples approached the fig tree to find out, yeah, there were some leaves, but there wasn't no fruit. And Jesus was disappointed. And the Bible tells us, amen, that Jesus cursed the fig tree. Jesus cursed the fig tree, beloved. Glory be to God. Jesus was showing his anger. See, we see that Jesus, amen, had emotions. Jesus cried. Jesus laughed. Jesus got angry. It's okay. We said yesterday it's okay to have righteous indignation. It's okay to be angry, beloved, over sin and injustice. It's not okay to be angry over your petty, you know, trivial stuff. No, that's not okay. Glory be to God. But we saw here Jesus got angry because this fig tree, beloved, was showing, amen, religion without substance. Religion out substance, oh, glory be to God. There's one scripture in the Bible says, amen, where the people, amen, they confess, but they don't possess. They talk a good game. Oh, my God, they talk a good game. Yeah, you know, and God, and I'm going to do this, yeah, because, you know, because I love the Lord, yeah, because, you know, God is first, and I'm telling you, me and my Jesus, yeah, and I don't need nobody but Jesus. Then they want to talk to you and start singing to you, and they're, oh, my God, and then they want to start speaking in tongues, oh, and some of them going to get real sanctified on you, going to stand up and do a dance and do a shout, and going to go through all those theatrics. Confessing, but don't possess nothing. No fruit. The first trial that come by, they'll knock them, it was a little breeze that knocked them over. It wasn't even a tornado. It was just a little breeze. Now, sometimes you just get a little breeze flowing through your hair, make it feel real good, and that knocked them over. The first trial. The devil don't have to come. The devil sent his, the devil sent his little toddler. It's a little toddler, and they running. It ain't nothing but a two-year-old demon. What you running from? See, they not living it. They talking it, but they not walking it. And this is what, amen, Jesus, amen, glory be to God. This is why Jesus cursed the fig tree, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, the fig tree showed promise of fruit, but it produced none. Jesus was showing his anger at religious life without substance. And if you claim to have faith without putting it to work in your life, you are like the barren fig tree. Faith without works is dead. Show me your faith and I'll show you my works. Baby, if you're a Christian, you're going to live like you're a Christian.
If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If you're a Christian, you're going to talk like a Christian. You're going to walk like. Let me tell you something. If you take a duck, that duck ain't nothing but a duck. It's going to walk like a duck. It's going to quack like a duck. If you're a Christian, you're going to walk like a Christian. You're going to quack like a Christian. You're going to live like a Christian. You say you're a Christian, but folks ain't sure. And you still living like you did before you got saved and hanging out with the same unsaved people, going to the same unsaved places, doing all the unsaved things, and you call yourself a Christian? Beloved, there's going to be a whole lot of Christians in hell. You want to know why they're going to be in hell? Because anybody can say they are Christian. You can teach your parakeet. I used to have a parakeet. I'm going to get me another one. They make a big mess, though. I got to get a certain cage, but I like the bird. You can teach your parakeet to say, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Anybody can say they're a Christian. This fig tree was saying, I'm a fig tree. What Jesus say, well, doggone it, where the figs? Huh? And the Bible says, glory be to God, hallelujah, that Jesus, amen, cursed the fig tree. Beloved, genuine faith has great potential. If we are lacking faith, faith cometh by hearing by the word of God. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. If we're struggling in some area of our lives, amen, Lord, make our requests made known to God. But it's a difference when you're desiring a help and when you're just playing. Some people don't want no help. They want to serve God on their terms. They know how to dress up. Oh, baby, you know it's going to be a fashion parade on Sunday. You know it's going to be a fashion parade on Sunday. Don't you know that? Yeah, come on now. Who's the best dressed? Come on now. People done took all their little tide money. They took all their little tide money and got their weave done. Huh? So, baby, you better hope that weave don't break you out in boils. Amen. I got the nails did and the feet did. Hey, girl, come on. Got your shirt, got your tie, you got your suit. Hey, come on now. On the Lord's money. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But don't know God. We know the protocol. We know how to dress. We know how to walk. We know how to hold. We put that little one finger up in the church. We got to go to the bathroom. You know when to say amen. Oh, we got all that down pat. See? But we better pray that Jesus don't come today. Because sure enough, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to be turning around and saying, what happened? Glory be to God. Fig tree. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, looked at that fig tree from a distance. Hallelujah. But when Jesus looked at it on close examination, it was fruitless. Beloved, all of us look good from a distance. What do we look like under close examination? I was flipping through the channels one day, a couple months ago, I don't know, and some girl was talking how she was converted from being a stripper, amen, and they were showing little clips, and she was saying, you know, dancing on the pole and all that. She said, well, we all look good from a distance. She said, whatever we do, we got to do quick. See, when they do, they come up real close, they see the, you know, a little fat over here, you know what I mean, the wrinkles up over here. Said, we all look good from a distance. You know, but under close examination, under scrutiny, beloved, amen, Jesus said, it ain't no things on this tree, beloved, amen. The Bible said, man judges the outward appearance, but God judges the heart. Oh, God gets up close and personal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus cursed the fig tree. Now I want to show you. I'm gonna show you one other thing before I close. I'm gonna show you this, and I'm gonna come back to this. Hold it for 1 second. I want you to pay attention to this. When the disciples, it says here, the disciples were amazed when they saw, because normally, you know, if the tree is withering from the root, it would take a couple months, a couple years for the tree to wither. They came back the next day and say, wait, hold up here, Jesus. What did you do? You cursed the fig tree and it withered quickly. It was cursed. I mean, overnight, this thing dried up. How did the fig tree wither so quickly, they wanted to know. I want you to pay attention to Jesus' answer. I want you to pay attention. In verse number 21, what Jesus told them. Jesus didn't even respond to their question. When they asked Jesus, how did you curse the fig tree so quickly? How? And Jesus, amen, response was an answer talking about prayer. Ooh. They want to know about the curse. They want to know about the fig tree. And Jesus answered them with a comment on prayer. Look and read it for yourself, verse number 21. Jesus says, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, and you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. Ah, my God, my God. First of all, it took faith, amen, for Jesus to curse the fig tree. Then, glory be to God, Jesus answered the disciples when they wanted to know how, why, who, what. His answer was prayer. What was Jesus saying? Well, number one, beloved, why did Jesus curse the fig tree? Jesus did not curse the fig tree for not having no fruit, even though we are supposed to have fruit. Not only are we supposed to have fruit in the book of Galatians chapter number 5, amen, we're supposed to bear much fruit, amen. It is God's will for us to be fruitful, amen, glory be to God. But that's not why Jesus cursed the fig tree. Jesus cursed the fig tree for being false. Ah, my God, Suki. Jesus cursed the fig tree because the fig tree was false. This is why when the disciples asked him about the curse, he went right into, amen, an answer on prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you want to come out of falsehood, if you want to come out of hypocrisy, if you want to come out of it, prayer is the answer. Glory be. Prayer will change things. Prayer will change you. Prayer will change your mind. Prayer will change your circumstances. Prayer will change the outcome. Pray and keep on praying. Whatever you do, don't stop praying. Look for every opportunity to pray. When you pray, you can speak to the mountain. The mountain will be thy move. When you pray, you won't be a fruitless Christian. You won't be a hypocritical Christian. You will have fruit in your life when you pray. Ah, my God. Jesus cursed them for being false. Oh, beloved, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, in 2 Corinthians, for such men were false prophets. Beware of the false prophets. Beware of the deceitful workmen disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. Oh, glory be to God. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself. Satan with his falsehood, glory be to God, he's coming as an angel of light. Hallelujah. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. False, false, I'm saved. You're a liar. You're false. Well, I love God. False. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. False. Glory be to God. You're living a lie. You're speaking a lie. You're false. You ain't real. You're false. Hallelujah. And we saw that Jesus curses falsehood. Hallelujah. Titus 1:16, they profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. They profess to know God. False. You don't know God. You need to get saved today and stop pretending. Glory be. I think I'm saved. If you think you saved, you ain't saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He says in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Let me tell you something. You can fool some of the people. Some of the time you can't fool God. None of the time God knows the false from the not false. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Will the false person please stand up today and give your life to Christ? Will the false person stand up today and confess and forsake your sins and ask Jesus to come into? Will the false person please stand up and ask God for some help and so you can be delivered from the weight and the sin that keep tripping you up? Glory be to God. Will the false person please stand up and ask God to help you to overcome that envy and jealousy in your heart? Hallelujah. With that smile on your face, it's false. It's false. It's not going to pass the test. And we already see how Jesus deals with falsehoods, with a curse. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves, having the appearance of godliness, but denying the power. The Bible says avoid such people. We're not even supposed to be associated with the false. Hallelujah. The Bible says you're not even supposed to have a meal, amen, with a brother, with a so-called Christian, and you know they're sinning. You know they're in sin. And using all these excuses about, I'm only human, and and all these excuses, huh? Because they ain't made up their mind yet. They want to come out of sin, want to get your blessing. You can't, if God don't bless sin, who are we to bless sin? The Bible says, separate yourself from the falsehood. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Ah, hallelujah. One more scripture here, 2 Timothy 3. He says, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. Why? Because it's all false. Beloved, as a born-again believer, amen, we should have the spirit of discernment. And if you don't have it, there's no reason you shouldn't don't have it. If you don't have it, there's no reason that you don't, because all you have to do is ask God for it. And you should be able to recognize falsehood. The Holy Ghost in you will let you know when somebody's lying. You ain't necessarily got to let them know all the time that you know they're lying. Huh? But you'll know how to deal with them. Here, see, you can see the falsehood coming out of their mouth. It's like the words take on life. You can see the falsehood. You can see the falsehood in their conduct. They say they're Christian, but they go here. They say they're Christian, but they do that and a little this and a little that. No, where your fruit, baby? Where your fruit? Well, what? Hell is deep. Yeah, and hell is deep, too. Glory be to God. Beloved, I wanted to think about our own figs today. I wanted to think about, this is the point here, this is the point. Fruitlessness leads to judgment. Fruitlessness leads to judgment. I want you to think about your own figs. I want to show you one more scripture, and I'm really, really finished. I'm really, really finished here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wait a minute. Okay. Let me show you this scripture here in St. John chapter number 15. And St. John 15, verse 4, it says this: abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Bears much, how much fruit? Much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, I want you to look at verse number 6. I want you to look at this number 6, and this concludes my case. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Who? What that scripture say? That scripture say what it say. They were so young and they died. Yeah, because they was false. They ain't had no intentions on becoming real. Oh, that person. Well, wait a minute. But maybe you didn't hear me. Maybe you didn't hear God. God says he wants us to live a fruitful life. He wants some figs on that tree, not just no leaves. Because if he finds out it's no fruit, verse number 6 already tells you how God is going to deal with you. If you have no intentions on lining up with this commandment. Verse 6 says, if anyone does not abide in me, which means you cannot bring forth fruit of yourself, you have to be connected to the king to bring forth some fruit. But if you decide not to and you just want to be a fruitless fig tree, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. You know what you do when you're cleaning up? The branch fell off the tree. Oh, it's still green. Yeah, it's still green for about 2 days. There's still some leaves on that branch, yeah, for about 2 days. Because it's no longer connected to the source. Now it's withered up. So what you're going to do, you're going to take the broom and the dustpan, and you're cleaning up your lawn. You'll take the broom and the dustpan, and you'll put those branches on the dustpan, and you're going to put it in the garbage bag. Cursed. Jesus cursed the fig tree, beloved, because it was false. If you're living a false life today, all you have to do is stop right now in this moment and give your life to Christ. All you have to do is stop right now in this moment and ask God to forgive you. He says that he who confesses and forsakes his sins, amen, will prosper. Otherwise, you will not prosper. Stop withering. Stop living under the curse. Stop living under falsehood. God already know your heart. He already know your secret sins. He already know your thoughts. He already know where you struggling. So why don't you just come on out and put it on the table and let God deal with it. Let God work with you. Let God bless it so you can start bearing some fruit and live under the blessing. Because if you remain under that falsehood, you remain under the curse. Amen. But God is able. Hallelujah. When we believe God, amen. The Bible says Jesus became a curse for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, the word of God works when you work it. Hallelujah. Faith without work is dead. Will you exercise your faith? Hallelujah. Get into agreement with God's word. Hallelujah. As we taught this morning on our 5 o'clock platform, amen on Facebook, amen. But God has a guarantee. God is the only person in the universe that can give you a guarantee. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And God's guarantee is this, hallelujah, when you seek first the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody shout with me. When you seek first the kingdom of God and all his rights. Yeah, when you put God first. And you say, no, I ain't going to be false about this thing. I'm going to be real. Jesus is Lord. I'm going to be real. God, I'm coming like I am. Now work on me, Father God, and make me better. Oh, glory, when you put God first. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. When you put God first, when you love God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength, all of your might, God comes before your boo, God comes before your spouse, God comes before your children, God comes before your money, God comes before your health, God comes before your job, God comes before your church. God comes before your pastor. God comes before you. I said God is first. Glory be to God. Shake yourself loose. Shake yourself out of the false illusions. Shake yourself out of the lie. The devil is a liar and the father of it. We've been bamboozled long enough. God is not accepting your falsehood. Glory be to God. You got to step out of the falsehood into the truth. Because Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Father God, in Jesus' name. Whoo, my God, suki suki. We say thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you, Father, for shining the spotlight of heaven on the falsehoods and those false areas of our lives. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, root it out today. Root it out, Father God. It's cancerous to our souls. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We want everything that Jesus came to give us. Because we know that his dying was not in vain. But his blessings are not automatic. Oh, Father God, help us to line our faith up. Hallelujah. It with accuracy and obedience and love. Oh, Father God, that we may have the power, hallelujah, to confess and possess. Father God, that there might be some fruit on our trees. Forgive us for living fruitless lives. Father God, we haven't done anything for you wholeheartedly in a long time. We ain't talking to nobody, Father God. Hallelujah. Blaming on the mask, saying that people won't be able to hear us with the mask on, so we're not witnessing, or we're not talking to nobody, we're not praying for nobody, we're just living our own selfish lives, our own self. Father, forgive us from this day forward, Father God, we want to be a fruitful and have a fruitful life, fruitful, that not only will there be leaves, but there will be fruit. But not just a little bit of fruit, but much fruit, Father God. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to thank Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. Tomorrow we'll be back, amen, with something else that Jesus did before he got to the cross on Friday. Amen, in Jesus' name. We'll be at the or tonight at 7:30, amen, we will be on all the social media platforms for our Holy Week services. 7:30 tonight. Come on with us. Amen. Go invite somebody to come. Amen. In Jesus' name. Friday. Seven last sayings of Christ. Looking forward to our seven young adults. Amen. Glory be to God who will be expounding on the seven last sayings of Christ. I am so excited. Amen. Glory be to God. Holly, and one of, glory be to God, our speakers of the seven happens to know somebody that's famous and sent him the link. Glory be to God. And he said, he responded, I got it. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if he's going to be there on live or on the replay. Amen. But let me tell you something. Everybody is special to God. And it is not God's desire that any soul should perish. So our prayer, if you will pray with us for the balance of this week, the number one priority, amen, is souls. Pray that souls will be saved. Young people, old people, white people, black people, rich people, poor people, pray that souls will be saved. Amen. And God will be pleased. Amen. Because when they do, that's going to be fruit on your tree. Because of the prayer that you prayed for the unsaved. Come on, y'all. And God be praised. All right. Holly, that's it for today. We will be at the altar of prayer. Amen. At 12 o'clock. And then back. No Bible study tonight. No Bible study. Because we are having the 7:30 service on tonight. And to God be praised. Ah, God, we love you. God, we love you. God, we love you. We love you, God. We thank you for taking us out of falsehood. No more false. No more false. Mm-mm. No more. No more speaking false. No more lying to the IRS. Nothing. None of that. None of that, Father. We don't live in darkness. We live in the light. So you say, let us act like children of the light. Amen. And we say, thank you for helping us. Thank you for giving us a desire to be helped. In Jesus' name. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, help us to walk with you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father God. Those people brought on that subway in New York and said they was on the right place. They was going to school. They was going to work. And by your grace and your mercies, nobody died. But, Father God, that was there. But on the other side of town, Father God, about 15 people died. Father God, in the name of Jesus, all the souls that's leaving this earth, Father God, we pray that they know you. That's all we can pray. We're asking you to slow down the violence, Father God. And while the people are dying, our prayer is that they know you and that we will always be ready and not be getting ready when you allow death to slip in. But in the meantime, God, hallelujah, we're not going to die till we get finished living. And we declare that we will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Hallelujah. And the church said amen, 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 and amen. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Think about your figs today. Get real figgy today. Will Smith said get jiggy with it. Let's say get figgy with it. Let's get figgy with it. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. Everybody have a wonderful, awesome day. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Amen.
Yo, MVP! Let's go!
Never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. All of my life I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name.
and ability.